Researchers say they've discovered the highest density of trash in the world on a tiny uninhabited island in the middle of the Pacific. According to their report in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, an estimated 38 million pieces of trash have washed up on Henderson Island, most of it plastic. Lead author Jennifer Lavers from Australia's University of Tasmania tells The Guardian at first she didn't see how much there was.
We looked down to a depth of 10 centimetres to try and see what plastic, when we look at a beach, is actually being missed because it's buried below the sediment. And what we found is that around 65 to 70% of the plastic present on a beach is not actually visible to the naked eye. You need to go and dig deep for it.
Well, Enrique Sala of Spain is a National Geographic Explorer in residence and marine ecologist. He joins us. Enrique, you went to this island in 2012 through your Pristine Seas project, helping establish marine reserves. Did you know how much garbage was there?
Yes, it's difficult not to notice. The whole beach was covered in fishing lines and buoys, flip-flops, plastic bottles. It was atrocious. But there are other places that have not been reported in the scientific literature that are as bad.
Yeah.
There are beaches in Mumbai in India, a beach in Singapore. And all this plastic in the ocean kills hundreds of thousands of seabirds, sea turtles, and marine mammals every year.
Well, and the researcher Jennifer Lavers, who again did this research, they were on a 3-month stay there. They measured 55,000 pieces of trash, and some of it could be traced back to country of origin. What's important about that?
In this particular study in Henderson, most of the identifiable trash came from China, Japan, and Chile. And this clearly shows that trash from all over the world is transported all over the ocean. And we have to think that 80% of the trash in the ocean comes from the land.
You mean comes from people either throwing it on the land and suddenly it ends up in the sea, or from garbage dumps, as opposed to what we also know happens in the ocean. We've reported extensively on this, which is containers fall off from container ships. But you're saying most of it just comes from people using it.
Correct. It could be the plastic bag from the supermarket that the wind takes away, or the microfibers that come out when I wash my polar fleece on my washing machine at home. You know, the ocean is downstream of everything.
Yeah.
So all this plastic that doesn't end up on a landfill ends up in the ocean.
Paint the picture for us of what you saw. Tell us what it's like to walk down this beach.
We were diving around Henderson Island, beautiful place near Pristine, and then you get on your small boat and you go across the reef and land on the beach. And you see this vertical wall, 30 meters of limestone with this tropical forest on top, and it's beautiful. But as soon as you look down, you see orange, green, white, plastic of all sizes and all types. But the worst part is not what you see, but what you cannot see. Because people have heard about these great garbage patches in the middle of the ocean. And there are areas with a great accumulation of large debris. But most of the plastic in the ocean is microscopic. So the ocean, actually, instead of thinking of garbage patches or islands, we should think of the ocean as a giant plastic soup.
Well, we have talked here about this giant garbage patch that is supposed to be traveling like an island. But in the last year, that's been debunked. You know, this idea that you would see it approaching as this, you know, several football fields of garbage several feet high in the air. That's really not what they look like.
That's correct. There are places with more trash on the surface, but there is no island. Debris that covers a huge area of the ocean. Yes, there are these areas in these gyres, areas where the ocean currents converge and all this trash gets trapped in there. But again, most of the plastic in the ocean is below the surface and it's broken up in very small particles, which the fish end up eating and we end up ingesting ourselves.
You mentioned gyre. Can we picture it like almost the drain of a bathtub or something that makes everything swirl and converge?
Yes. So imagine that you had these counterclockwise currents that go all across the Pacific. And think of Henderson as a wall that these currents hit. So all that trash that is transported by the currents ends up washed on those beaches.
Yeah. Look, it feels, you know, the Henderson Island is now standing as the new metaphor for what you've said is the obituary of the ocean. You say, I'm tired of writing the obituary of the ocean. We see coral dying. We see the effect of both global warming and now garbage. Do you have any confidence that this can be reversed?
It is going to be very, very difficult to clean up the plastic in the ocean, but we can prevent plastic from getting into the ocean. businesses have to shift to a circular economy where there is no waste, where every material is going to be reused into something else. And then the consumer also has a responsibility. For example, I don't use single-use plastic bags. I have my strong canvas bags that I have been using for years. I don't use plastic straws. So if the consumers don't use single-use plastics, we're going to have a big impact in the way things are right now.
That's Enrique Sala, National Geographic Explorer in Residence and marine ecologist, talking about the unbelievable amount of trash that was discovered on a remote island, Henderson Island, in the Pacific. Enrique, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.